not like when they were in eighth grade, which seems like yesterday, but it's been a long time. I know that. What do you guys want in life? What are your goals? Do you have anything set in mind? We need to think about these things. Because so often in our life, I think it's so easy just to get carried away. You know, is it just a championship? Is it to win the next game? Is it to win a baseball championship or a softball championship or whatever it might be? If those are our goals, to run a successful business, if those are our goals, we're just going to get carried away because we're going to either accomplish or fail this goal, accomplish or fail this goal, accomplish and continually go on and on and on and reset and reset and reset. But what is our true goal? Because if that's all we're doing throughout life, we're going to hit the end of life. And where are we going? What are we doing? What is our goal? To have a goal, it really should be. It's got to be one goal. It's got to become a saint. It's got to be to get to heaven. Because that's the only goal that if we fail at the end of our life, we're a failure. All the other goals as we get there, they don't matter. Well, they matter. But in the end, you know the guy that we follow? What did he do? He had 12 apostles. One turned him into the authorities. 10 ran away from him when they really needed him. One denied he even knew him. Executed by the state. Earthly speaking, looking at him from our point of view, from just his world's point of view, he was not a success. But look at him today. Billions of people following him. Billions of people wanting to be with him. But to do that, we have to know who we are. Do you know who you are? His beloved sons and daughters. He loves you. He loves every one of us. And he wants us to be with him. You're the daughters of a king. You're the sons of a king. Does that tell you who you are? It's got to speak to us. It's got to create something in our hearts. We have to know that so that we can know the path, so that we can know how to get to where we're called to be, so that we can lead others to come with us. Because if we don't know, where are we going? If we don't have that goal laid out there, where are we going? The prodigal son, the older son, they didn't know who they were. They either wouldn't listen, or they couldn't listen, but in the end, they didn't listen. And the one takes everything he can get, all the stuff he can get. He thinks the world is going to fulfill it, and off he goes, and he squanders it, and it's gone. The older one simply wants to be a slave. And the father is there waiting. The father is there inviting. The father is there looking for them to return, to come home. And he wanted the older son as much as he wanted the younger son to come into his house, to realize who he was, to accept that ring on his finger, that ring that symbolizes everything that the Father has, everything that the Father is. And that ring, that crown is there for every one of us. To attain my goal, my life and my choices have to follow that goal. When I look at my life, is it following that goal? Am I following where I want to be? Someone looking at my life from the outside, can they say, this person is on the way. And I want to go with that person. Even if I don't know exactly where they're going, I want to go with them. Because they can see by our choices, they can see by our words, they can see by our actions, we know where we're going. A couple of us had the opportunity the other day to go listen to Mike McCarthy speak. And he gave a good talk. But in the introduction, the thing that hit me, it was given by his spiritual director, his name is Father Jim, so he had to be a great guy, right? You know? But he's the head priest of the Norbertines up in Green Bay. And he told a story about Mike McCarthy and Since he told it in public, I think I can repeat it. In fact, this story was told to Pope Francis, so it's out there. Anyway, a person was watching Mike McCarthy and watching how the players interacted with him. And he said, "You know, I'm never going to get to meet this guy. I'm never going to know the guy, but I know Father Jim." So he called Father Jim and he said, "You know, the coach of Green Bay, of the Packers," he said, "his players, the way they react with him, the way they talk about him, they'd go through a brick wall for him." And Father Jim, the next time he had a chance to talk to Mike, said, "You know, this guy called me. He says he doesn't know you. He says he just sees the external. He just sees the things on TV. And he said he just has this impression that your players would go through a brick wall for you." He said Mike looked at him and said nothing for a minute. He looks up and he says, "You know, I think they would. But only because they know I would go through one first for every one of them." We've got somebody who's gone through a brick wall for us. What are we willing to do for him?